We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16. We're in page 2064. The Three Olamot, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Table of Answers to the Words, Item 153. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2064. Question 153. What are mechitzot? What are partitions? Malchut de Bina, which is not included in Mochin, the Zeranpin, and always remains with the light of Katnut, surrounds zone outside of them, and protects them in the meaning of partition, so the externals won't be able to have a grip on zone. And this is the meaning of the clothings and min'alim of zone, because protecting them below the raglaim, in the meaning of parsa, under atzilut, is the meaning of na'al, shoe. And what she refuses in the entire of the level of the raguf is in the meaning of malbushim, clothings.
Meaning, even though Bina is seemingly above zone, she also protects zone below it, and she arranges the parsa below zone so that the externals, the will to receive for itself, that is already below the parsa, would not be able to enter zone and to awaken in zone. And this is all thanks to the illumination of Ima and the protection of Ima over zone. How a mother is holding her baby in her arms, and Bedlat, she keeps him away from everyone. Malchut of Bina, that is not included in Mochin of Zeranpin, and it remained always in the light of Katnut, it surrounds the zone outside of them, and she protects them as a partition, so the external ones could not hold on to zone. And this is the meaning of the malbushim, the garments, and minalim, the shoes of zone, because the protection below their feet, the feet of zone, in the form of parsa, that is below the atzilut, between atzilut and bia, is the shoe na'al. She locks this expansion from expanding upwards, and as she surrounds them with their entire degree of their body, this is the meaning of the garments, meaning on all sides, using the surroundings and those that come from below, everything that comes from below, from the external ones, from the outside and from below, those things are of course, external discernments. So Ima builds these partitions, the light of Chasadim, in order to protect Zon. What does it mean, partitions made of the light of Chasadim? Very simply, you want to reach Zon, please, on the condition that you're going through my partition. My partition is the light of Chasadim, Bina. If you have the quality of Bina, you can pass through this partition and can mix with Zon. But if you can't go through this partition, you're not included in Chasadim, you don't have in order to bestow enough, then you cannot touch my Zon. Is that clear? Questions?
It's clear what you explained, but he writes that it is protect them from the klipot.
Who is she protecting?
Yeah, but the klipot can never have chasadim, so what is there to be protected of?
Exactly, because she placed this armor of chasadim, he makes the klipot run away from zone.
And they will ever be able to have chasadim?
The klipot?
Yeah.
By the end of correction, of course. But gradually, a part of them is included in kedusha and sanctity, and by that incorporation is corrected. There are klipot shells that are, for the time being, are getting corrected, and there are such klipot that get corrected by the end of correction. Typically, a klipa is something that cannot be corrected. But the fact that it awakens, it comes, and wants to bite sanctity, by that it helps sanctity work faster, perform additional corrections. It passes to kedusha, to sanctity. I don't want to explain it, it's too long, but through such fears, such it gives the sanctity strength for correction, even to go from degree to degree, from bet to gimel, from gimel to dalet. Also, the klipa that wants to bite it awakens sanctity by that. Without the klipa, you can't do it. The klipa protects the fruit, the shell, or the peel protects the fruit until it is ready, and then you don't need it. You can peel it and throw it out. But in truth, you don't peel it off and you don't throw anything out. Rather, it is written about the tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden, where both the tree and the fruit were the same flavor, and they were the same, one and the same. That's what it's going to be. There is no klipa, there's no kedusha. Everything becomes kedusha, sanctity. It's written about it. The tree in the Garden of Eden. That is all taste like a fruit.
Question 158. What does it mean that Malchut doesn't have a light of her own? Malchut doesn't have a light of her own, meaning by the zivug, by the coupling of her own partsuf, because the masach had already purified, and all that was left in it is the root of aviut. Therefore, it is not enough for the bechina of coupling of striking. And everything she has to receive from the zivug, from the coupling, which was made in Zer Anpin, her husband. Again, what does it mean that Malchut doesn't have a light of her own? Malchut doesn't have a light of her own, meaning by the zivug of her own partsuf, because the masach already purified, and all that was left in it is the root of aviut.
Otherwise, Malchut is in aviut shorish, Malchut of Atzilut, right? From the degree Daled that we have in Ein Sof, until she goes down all the degrees, until she reaches the Aviyot Shosh.
Therefore, it is not enough for the Bechina of Zivug Daka, coupling of striking.
It must receive now greater strength, more forces. Where from?
And all that she has to receive from the Zivug being made in Zer Anpin, her husband.
By connecting to Zer Anpin, she receives the coarseness of Aviyot, and the screen, Masach. And the coupling, Zivug, and the light corrects it, and the light fills it. Everything through her husband. What is she herself? She's willing to annul herself completely. And by that, she is rewarded with everything. That's what we have. Clear? Clear. Good.
Question 159. What is the mating Malchut? Malchut of Rosh, in which the Masach was instilled for Zivug Daka with the upper light, is called the mating Malchut, Malchut HaMizdaveget. And she raises O Chozer, reflected light, according to the measure of aviut in the masach instilled in her. And she closes the 10 sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, from below upward.
And then she expands from her and within her with her Or Chozer from above downward. And she produces 10 Sefirot of Guf until she reaches her ending Malchut, in which the degree stops. Again, what is the mating Malchut? Malchut HaMizdaveget, Malchut of Rosh, in which the Masach was instilled for Zivug Da'aka'a with the upper light, is called Malchut HaMizdaveket, the mating Malchut, and she raises Or Chozer, reflected light, according to the measure of Aviut, coarseness, of the Masach instilled in her. And she closes the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar from above downward. And then she expands from her and within her with her Or Chozer from above downward. And she elicits 10 Sefirot of Guf until she reaches her ending Malchut, where the degree stops.
Questions?
When he writes here about closing 10 Sefirot from below upwards, he's talking about the reflected light?
Yes.
What's the difference between itlapshut, clothing, and hitpashtut, expansion?
Clothing is from below up, typically. You clothe on something that's higher. An expansion is from above down.
How can it be that Or Chozer goes down from above downward?
From inside and within. Because why is it called reflected light?
But it should go up.
For what?
In order to give contentment above.
He doesn't give contentment by that.
So what for?
Oh, that's what I asked. The reflected light ascends from below up in order to check what the host is giving me and what and how can I give him. It's simply a connection and potential. And when I check and see that this and this and this and this, a few percentage points from every dish I can receive in order to give him pleasure and not for me, then from within and inside, I begin to receive. And that's what exists in the Rosh, in decision, expands in the body and the action.
And what is Mineube from her and within her?
From her and within her means from above down. From the decision to the action. Right, you decided to get into a diet, to get on a diet. You decided that I'm going to sit down, I'm going to eat 10 ounces and 20 ounces of this and not more than that. You begin and you continue as usual, and we'll start the diet from tomorrow, not for the day, right? Right. So, spirituality is what you decide in the Rosh. Similarly, you do it in the Guf. This is called Minei Uvei, from within her and into her. This is from the decision to the action. Try and you'll see. Okay? No questions, it's clear.
Question 161. What is Malchut Lox Yetzira? 161. We need to thoroughly understand the matter of the three Olamot Bi'ah. On the one hand, we say that there are Achoraim of Yesut and Zon, that Bri'ah is from Aviut, coarseness of Bechina Bet, and Yetzira is from Aviut of Bechina Gimel, and Asiya is from Aviut of Bechina Daled. On the other hand, we say that Olam HaBriah came out on Masach of Bechina Bet, and Yetzirah on Masach of Bechina Aleph, and Asiya on Masach of Bechina Shoresh, root, which seemingly contradict each other. The thing is, it is true that there are Bechinat Achoraim, posterior, of Yesut and Zon, and there are Bechinot Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, 2, 3, and 4. However, Bria, since it is Bechinat Achoraim of Yesut, which originally is only the light of Chasadim, it could receive Mochin of Gar from the second Bechina. But Yetzira, since it is Bechina Gimel, which needs illumination of Chochma, she couldn't receive from Masach of the second Bechina or the Chasadim for her Gar, because it is not enough for her. Therefore, she couldn't be sorted from Kelim de Yetzira, but only Bechina Aleph, meaning Vak without Rosh. And Olam Asiya, which is Bechina Daled, which requires illumination of Yechida, couldn't be sorted from her, even from the Bechina of the Zivug coming out on Masach of Bechina Aleph, but only Bechinat Aviyut Shoresh, coarseness root, which is Kli de Keter, which is purer, because he alone could be sorted from Bechina Daled and no more. And Malchut of Bria is the meaning of the ending Malchut, which rose to the Parsa of Atzilut, where the Mochin of Bria brought them down till Malchut de Bria. Yet, it could have been sorted on Bechinat Masach of Zer Anpin de Bria, in Oviyut of Bechina Aleph from Kelim de Yetzira, which are Achoraim, posterior of Bechina Gimel, which don't have anything of Bechina Daled. And after Mochin de Yetzira were sorted, once again Malchut of Bria descended, which have the power of Bechina Daled, to Malchut of Yetzira. And that Malchut sorted, after that, the Kelim of Asiya, which are from the Achoraim of Bechina Daled. However, she couldn't sort out from them only the Bechinat Aviyut of Bechinat Shoresh, which is the Ktarim in them, upon which come out the degree of only Malchut, which is the meaning of Gimel Go Gimel, three within three, in the light of Nefesh, called the light of Nehi. Now you can understand what the Ari says, that Malchut de Bria is the meaning of Sandal. It is known that Sandal is in Olam HaAsiya. However, with the above, you can understand that indeed that Malchut of Bria came down and sorted out the world of Asiya after she descended to Malchut of Yetzira. And these are very profound matters, and we can't elaborate here. And this is the Malchut locking Atzi Yetzira, because since he has only the Bechina of Aviyut Shoresh, coarseness root, which is enough for the light of Nefesh, she cannot receive anything from the light of Ruach, because as long as there is only one Kli de Keter there, she cannot receive but Nefesh. And she cannot sort out not even the Kli of Chochma, like Yetzira. Therefore, she has no Ruach. Therefore, Malchut locks the light of Ruach of Yetzira, so that nothing will be able to pass from the light of Ruach to Asiya, as explained.
You want to read it again? Or move on from this wide topic and get back to it later. What do you want? It depends on how much you're in this, how much you're ready for it. Such indifference, I don't know, neither here nor there. Who's for going deeper? Okay.
Again, question 161. What is Malchut locking Yetzira? We need to thoroughly understand the matter of the three Olamot Bia. On the one hand, we say that they are Achoraim, posterior of Yesut and Zon.
Of Atzilut.
Bria is from Aviut, coarseness of Prina Bet, the second Prina. And Yetzira is from Aviut of Prina Gimel, the third Prina. And Asiya is from Aviut the Prina Dalet, the fourth Prina. And on the other hand, we say that Olam Bria came out on Masach of Prina Bet, and Yetzira on Masach of Prina Aleph, and Asiya on Masach of Prina Choresh, which seemingly contradict each other. The thing is, it is true that they are Bechinat Achorayim posterior of Yesut and Zon.
Of Atzilut.
And they are Bechinat Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, 2, 3, and 4.
According to their coarseness of Yud.
Only Bria, since it is Bechinat Achorayim the Yesut, which from her source is only light of Chasadim, she could receive Mochin Degar from Bechinat Bet. But Yetzira, since it is Bechina Gimel, which needs illumination of Chochma, couldn't receive from Masach de Bechina Bet the light of Chasadim for her Gar.
Her Gar meaning the main part in her.
Because it is not enough for her. Therefore, she couldn't sort out from Kelim de Yetzira, but only Bechina Aleph. Meaning Vak without Rosh.
According to the screens, according to her qualities.
And Olam Asiya, which is Bechina Dalet, the fourth Bechina, which needs the illumination of Yechida, couldn't sort out from it, not even from the Bechina of the Zivug, which comes out on Masach of Bechina Aleph, but only the Bechina of Aviut, the Shoresh, coarseness root, which is Kli de Keter, which is purer, because it alone could be sorted out from Bechina Daled and no more. And Malchut of Bria is the meaning of the ending Malchut, which rose to Parsa de Atzilut, where Mochin of Bria brought them down until Malchut of Bria. Yet, it could be sorted out on Masach of Zeranpin de Bria, on Aviyot de Bechina Aleph from Kelim de Yetzira, which are the Achoraim of Bechina Gimel, which have nothing of Bechina Daled. And after Mochin de Yetzira were sorted out, once again Malchut of Bria, which has the power of Bechina Daled, descended to Malchut of Yetzira. And that Malchut sorted out, after that, the Kelim of Asiya, which are from the Achoraim of Bechina Daled. Indeed, she couldn't sort out from them only the Aviyut of Bechinat Shoresh, which is the Ktarim in them, upon which comes out the degree of Malchut alone, which is the meaning of three within three, Gimel Go Gimel, in the light of Nefesh, called the light of Nehi.
By this, he's answering what he said earlier, that on the one hand, these vessels of Bria, Tzira, and Asiya are Bchinat Bet Gimel Dalet, or they are Bet Aleph and Shoresh. You remember he asked about it initially. So now he's explaining.
Now you can understand what the Ari says, that Malchut of Bria is the meaning of Sandal. It is known that Sandal is in Olam Asiya. Indeed, with the above, you can understand that indeed that Malchut of Bria came down and sorted out Olam Asiya after she descended to Malchut de Yetzira. And these are very profound things, and we cannot elaborate here. And this is the meaning of Malchut locking Yetzira. Because since she has only Bechinat Aviyut Shoresh, coarseness root, which is enough only for the light of Nefesh, she cannot receive nothing of the light of Ruach. Because as long as there's only one Kli of Keter there, she cannot receive but only Nefesh. And she cannot sort out not even the Kli of Chochmah like Yetzira. Therefore, she doesn't have Ruach. Therefore, Malchut locks the light of Ruach in Yetzirah, so that nothing will be able to pass from the light of Ruach to Asiya, as explained.
I cannot tolerate it. Okay, we will repeat it maybe tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. We'll see. You're still recovering, I see. Some of you are still in recovery after the Congress. I can feel it on you. A little foggy, confused. It's a good sign. What is the Masach?
Question 162. What is the Masach really stops? Since the Masach of Bechina Bet is included together with the ending Parsa of Atzilut, the Masach became Bechinat Masach, which really stops the entire illumination of Chochmah from Chasadim. Again, what is Masach really stops or separates? Since Masach of Bechina Bet is included with Parsa that ends Atzilut, the Masach became Bechinat Masach that really separates, really stops the entire illumination of Chochmah from Chasadim.
This boundary is very special, but it's also clear. Where does it come from? Because until the light of Hasadim, light of Hasadim is the light of the correction of creation, where the creature corrects himself to work above his ego. And only when he acquires the degree of Binah, from the degree of Binah and onwards, he begins to resemble the Creator. Because until the degree of Binah, it's Katnut. He's not similar to the Creator. He simply acquires vessels of bestowal. He corrects the desire to receive, so it would not be in order to receive. So he will have the strength to work in order to bestow. And work in order to bestow is only with vessels of Gimel and Dalet of Aviyut. Coarseness. So Shoresh, Aleph, and Bet are the worlds of Bia, and Gimel and Dalet are Atzilut. And the end of correction is in the Rosh of Atzilut. Okay.
What does it mean that there is no equivalence of form until they acquire?
What kind of equivalence of form can it be?
Because we said that at least it does not receive.
Yeah, if you call it equivalence of form, it's not form. He doesn't receive, the Creator doesn't receive. He can't even say it about him because he's a bestower. When you say he's not receiving, as if he can receive. And the creature does not receive. So the creature here is not receiving. In all of his degrees, he doesn't receive. It's still not equivalence. Because you cannot say about the Creator that he's not receiving. He's only bestowing. There's no desire to receive in him, you can say it this way. That's why it begins to be an equivalence of form only in the world of Atzilut.
And before, there's not even a grip, not even a hold.
There's no hold, no. But according to how the creature is not receiving, by that he begins to attain the quality of bestowal. But not the quality of bestowal in itself, in practice, rather the quality of bestowal that is disconnected from him, above his vessels. This is the degree of Bina. Next, a little more.
Question 165. What is a close Masach? If the Masach does not detain the light of Gar, it is called Masach Karov, a close Masach, since it has some closeness to Chochmah. And that closeness is called Gar, which is not the essence, but the power of Gar in Ima. But the Masach of Yetzirah, which detains the light of Gar entirely, is called Masach and distance. Again, what is a close masach? If the masach does not detain the light of Gar, it is called masach karov, a close masach, since it has some closeness to Chochmah. And that closeness, that nearness, is called Gar, which is not an essence, but the power of Gar of Ima. But Masach of Yetzirah, which detains the light of Gar entirely, is called Masach and Rikhuk, Masach and distance.
Can. No. Ah, Moskva.
Moscow?
Москва.
Вопрос по куф. Вопрос по куф самых алиф. Можно?
A question about item, question 161. Can I?
О каком моменте идет речь?
I don't quite understand. What is he talking about? Because Bia receive according to the place they're in. And here he talks about it in a general way.
We'll have to go over this 161 item again and explain it well. For the time being, even your question is incorrect. Incorrect. What is telling us? What is Malchut locks Yetzirah? He explained to us that did he explain that Malchut is locking Yetzirah? You have to learn what it means. A bit deeper. Where are we now? We're not asking about something else if we're here. 165. If the screen does not detain the light of Gal, it's called a close screen, since it has a certain proximity, closeness to Chochmah, and this closeness is called Gar, which is not Atzmut, but the force of Gar that is in Ima. But the Masach of Yetzirah, the screen of Yetzirah, which detains the light of Gar completely, is called a screen and a distance. Meaning, if there's a distancing on the light of Chassidim, it's not too bad. It's still considered close. If there's a light, is there this distancing of the light of Chochmah, it's called distant. That's it. So the close screen and distant screen, that's the distinction. 167. What is the existence of Zivug? Where do you find Zivug? Where you have, in the place where you have the roots of second restriction, there's such a reality there for the coupling to correct read.
In a place where is the root for Tzimtzum Bet, there's reality of Zivug to correct the broken Kelim and to bring them out of the Klipot. And that begins in Yesud from Chazeh and below of Abba Ve'ima, in the meaning of Vav, of the fulfillment of Havaya de Sag.
There begins Zon, the second half of the Pasuk of Vessels of Reception. That's why there you have a reality of Zivug, of the coupling. So what is it?
In a place where is the root for Tzimtzum Bet.
From there onwards, the second restriction begins in practice.
There is a reality of Zivug to correct the broken Kelim and to bring them out of the Klipot. And that begins in Yesud from Chazeh and below of Abba Ve'ima. In the meaning of Vav, of the fulfillment of Havaya de Sag.
Where in Ima begin vessels of reception, Zat of Binah, from that point and below, second restriction begins to work, and that's where you find the Zivug, the coupling. Okay?
What is Zivug to correct the broken Kelim and bring them out of the Klipot?
Where is it?
In item 167, in the place where Zerut for Tzimtzum Bet, there is a reality of Zivug to correct the broken Kelim and bring them out of the Klipot. What is that Zivug?
To add them to that place where they came from. The broken vessels, all the vessels shattered from the Osh to till the end. But there are those that shattered because there is a will to receive in them that shattered, that lost its screen and fell into in order to receive. And there are such that were in order to bestow, and then they shattered because they were connected with the vessels of the will to receive. Right, these are vessels above Chazeh and below Chazeh. That's why there is correction for that and for that. And they're different. First, you correct the lighter vessels above Chazeh, in Chafetz Chesed, the lighter than mercy, and then you add to them the harsher vessels. And those harsh vessels, meaning in the will to receive, we add them to the vessels of Panim. They're included, the vessels of Aholam are included in the vessels of Panim, and in this way they get corrected. And only later, during Rav Pali Mekabtziel, we correct the vessels of Achoraim in the correct state, their true state, what they truly are in the will to receive, not in their intermingling in the will to receive.
And who carries out this divuk to correct the broken kelim?
Ima is responsible for everything. If she needs it, she receives light from Abba, below Chazeh and above Chazeh. It depends on the vessels she's working with in order to correct the Zivug. Zon are her children, her sons, and Ima is doing all these actions. Also Elohim, all of that we attribute to Ima.
And whom does she perform coupling with?
With Abba, meaning everything that's above her. But on the condition she receives the vessels from Zon. Accordingly, she chooses on what level and on what exactly she needs to mate.
And how does it affect the broken Kelim?
She corrects them. First, she is included in them, and then accordingly she goes to mate, to couple with what's above her in order to correct what's below her.
And what is required of the broken Kelim?
To be included in Ima, to be ready to annul towards Ima. That's the only thing we need. Ima is the adapter, like a mother at home. She connects the children to the father. Her job is to be the organizer, the connector. Ima, the mother, is the house, is the home, is the vessel. A woman is the home. That's it. So we'll go to the next part. Ask quickly.
What does it mean that it says the roots for Tzimtzum Bet? It says here
the root of it. The root of second restriction is in Chazev Bina. Malchut can ascend up to that point, Malchut of the first restriction, and there you have a border between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. And that's where the point for the second restriction is.
It's not an action to root.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Yeah. What is the action?
The root of second restriction is when Malchut rises from her place to Chazav Bina. Okay, let's go.
Moving on to the next part of